It's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick.
And now, a hurried trip into the past with Friendly Fred and the Friendly Five Orchestra, where they resurrect the song hit of yesteryear, Some of These Days.
When you're away, I feel so lonely, just for you only, for you know, honey, you've had your way. And when you leave me, you know it will grieve me, I'll miss my little day, some of these days.
The country music that they're playing on the air, blame it all on Nashville, cause it all started there. If you like the hidey-ho downs, they're swinging everywhere, blame it all on Nashville, cause it all started there. The country round is switching and shouting to the skies. That mountain brand is smoother and it always satisfies. And when you take your gal out dancing, she only wants to square. Blame it all on Nashville, cause it all started there. A solid rhythm on an old tobacco can. Blame it all on Nashville, cause that's where it began. If you're craving mountain music, the tunes that touch your heart, blame it all on Nashville, that's where they got their start. The old dance halls are jumping, the jukes are hot all day. The cannonball, the cattle call is all they want to play. If the folks around the country sang the tunes from Tennessee, blame it all on Nashville, they did it, yes sirree. The country music that they're playing on the air, blame it all on Nashville, cause it all started there. And if you like the hidey-ho downs, they're swinging everywhere, blame it all on Nashville, cause it all started there. The country round is switching and shouting to the skies. That mountain brand is smoother and it always satisfies. When you take your gal out dancing, she only wants to square. Blame it all on Nashville, cause it all started there.
Don't get mad because it ain't no harm. I want to play with your poodle. Can I play with your poodle? Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. He's the best little poodle I've ever seen. And what I like about him, you keeps him clean. Let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. Your little poodle got long black shaggy hair. Look out the face like a teddy bear. But can I play with your poodle? Let me play with your poodle. Play with your poodle, I mean your little poodle dog. Get it now, baby, still look out. I like the way he twists his tail. I would buy him, but he ain't for sale. But let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. Yeah! Play so soft, so gentle and sweet. I would like to play with him each one day a week. Now can I play with your poodle? Let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog.
money than Henry Ford or John D. ever had. I bit a dog last Monday, and 40 doggone dogs went mad. Feels like a fighting rooster, feeling better than I ever felt. Feel like a fighting rooster, feel better than I ever felt. Got double pneumonia, and still I think I got the best health.
From 1927, that was Victoria Spivey and Lonnie Johnson with the Dopehead Blues. Before that, Tampa Red, Let Me Play With Your Poodle. Right, nothing like a euphemism. Before that, Pee Wee King, Blame It on Nashville. I do. Prior to that, Cliff Carlisle with Shine On Harvest Moon from 1927. And we started that set off with Fred Rich and his orchestra from 1931, Some of These Days. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we celebrate the mystery of discovering music in dusty record crates, on old 78s, on homemade CDs or obscure records, from music recorded in the early 1900s to music being released next week. It's open house at the Radio Thrift Shop. And one of my favorite features that I do on occasion is called the Trio Sonata, three interpretations of one song. This particular song is known as an Ann Murray hit called Snowbird. It was actually written by Gene McClellan, and we're going to hear three different versions of Snowbird, starting with Elvis Presley.
This snowy mantle, cold and clean, the unborn grass lies waiting for his coat to turn to green. Snowbird sings a song he already sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Along the river seems to say that she'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. But what I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Yeah, if I could, you know that I would fly.
Snowy mantle, cold and clean, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings the song he always sings, that speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, or the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Mind says that I only want to be a wanderer, and just like you I'm longing to be free. But in my heart I know it's just a lie, for without her love the vision of my happiness would die. The breeze along the river seems to say, ah, oh, that she'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. did you know that I would fly away with you? Yes, if I could, you know that I would fly.
Three interpretations of Snowbird on the Radio Thrift Shop. That was Gene McClellan, who wrote the tune. And before that, we heard Chet Atkins. We started it off with Elvis Presley. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. I've got a new feature on Radio Thrift Shop that I'm going to do on occasion. It's called Drop the Needle. I'm going to be listening to a record for the first time along with you, dear audience. So I don't know if that's going to be bliss or torture, but there are some rules to Drop the Needle. It must be something I have never heard before. It must have been purchased from a thrift shop, and I must play at least 1 minute, no matter how bad it is, and I can play more than one selection if I like it. Now, if it's really horrible, I'm not going to play more than 1 minute because I'm not going to subject you, the listener, to that. But it's going to be a bit of a mystery, and I started off with something relatively safe for my first kind of adventure. I was at a thrift store the other day, and I found the Herbie Mann string album. And, of course, you know, Herbie Mann's great. I love Herbie Mann, but the string album? I don't know. It was released in 1967 by Atlantic Records. So we're going to give it a try. I'm going to drop the needle on a cover of Donovan Leitch's There Is a Mountain. Thank you. All right, that wasn't so bad. Herbie Mann from the String album. We heard There's a Mountain and Flight of the Bluebird. Well, it'll be an occasional experiment, this Drop the Needle segment, so please stay tuned. I promise it's stuff that I will not have listened to before. I'll have found it at a thrift shop, and if it's really horrible, I'm not going to play more than 1 minute of it. Don't want to subject you to God only knows what. But sometimes there are gems we can find, and, you know, as Herbie Mann albums go, this one's okay so far. So, all right, I'll be back in a few minutes, but first, it's time for more of the Yiddish Radio Project.
And now we present Mr. Victor Packer.
Victor Packer. Almost guaranteed you've never heard that name before, but Packer was one of the most audacious and versatile broadcasters in radio history. For a brief stretch, from the mid-1930s through the early 1940s, Packer was the emperor of the air at WLTH, a tiny Yiddish radio station in New York City. He was charged with the daunting task of creating and hosting 20 15-minute shows every day, each one completely different from the last. With few listeners and even fewer resources, the unflappable Packer took to the job with a singular dedication, as we learn now once again from the man who rescued his recordings, Henry Sapoznik.
I got a call one day in 1992 from an old woman who said her husband had been in radio. She was moving, and she asked me if I'd like to take his recordings before she threw them out. I zipped over to her house in Queens. When I got there, she told me he'd been dead for 34 years, but she had never touched his stuff. Then she opened the door to his basement office. It was as if Packer had said to his wife, "I'm going out for a pack of cigarettes. I'll be back in 10 minutes. Just stacks and stacks of these discs covered in Eisenhower-era dust.
You can check for fragen in Yiddish.
And in English.
Nemt ihr Handeln in Fragenkontest. You can tend for in Yiddish.
And in English.
Dozens and dozens of hours of material. It turns out that for more than a decade, WLTH was Victor Packer. Packer and his English language sidekick, Norman Warrenbud.
Thank you, Mr. Packer, and I have a young man here, and your name, sir?
Is High Lipschitz.
High Lipschitz.
That's right.
And why do they call you High?
That's my name.
High Lipschitz. Is that your name? I mean,
yeah.
Is it an abbreviation?
Well, it's a shorty.
Well, that's very interesting. What do you do, High?
I immersed myself in the radio universe of Victor Packer. The man did it all. Shows you'd expect to hear on a low-power station, like insipid kiddie programs. And no-budget game shows.
Mrs. F. Morgenstern of 1 Pitt Street, New York City asks, has a chicken 24 teeth, yes or no?
But as I venture deeper into the world of Victor Packer, it turns out that Packer was anything but typical. He put every atom of his being into creating his radio shows, pushing the medium and himself to the outer limits. Take, for example, the 25 discs that survive from a show called the Sterling Salt Program. Each week, Packer would lug his station's huge recording machine to a different grocery store around the city, where he would talk to housewives.
Mrs. Levine.
Dallas Segal.
Mrs. Kahn.
Mrs. Miriam Stein.
Stein, they are fine.
It may well have been New York's first man-on-the-street interview show.
A salesman.
Tabakale.
That's right, Miss Schmack.
The program consisted of Victor Packer asking housewives inane questions like, who makes a better husband, a well-educated man or a plain man?
Well, sometimes a well-educated man makes a good man, and sometimes a plain man makes the same.
Uh-huh.
Or if a woman is more educated than a man, can they ever be happy?
Oh, they never can be happy, because he'll always feel himself lower than she.
You think so?
Yes.
And if that's all there was to the Sterling Salt program, it would have been enough. But no, as I was to learn listening to these discs, in the world of Victor Packer, even the most benign situation would inevitably veer out of control. Case in point, a clip of the program that takes place at Jack Krolik's grocery on Schenectady Avenue in Brooklyn, March 26, 1942. Christopher Lloyd is the voice of Victor Packer.
And here I see a happy-looking housewife. Come on up. It was you yelling hooray to the heavens?
Hooray, gewaldig, huh?
Yes, here, here.
Well, come
what is your name, dear lady?
Mrs. Brown.
Mrs. Brown?
Yeah.
Tell me your opinion, ma'am. What is the most unforgettable moment in your life? You got married?
Yes.
You can't forget that?
No.
Now tell me another thing. Do you play the radio at home?
Yes.
How many hours a day is it on? From 10 to 6?
Yes.
And you listen to it the whole time?
Positive.
Very, very fine. Here is £6 of sterling salt for you. Be a good lady and take this. And here we have another lady. What is your name?
Regina Scher.
Well, nice to meet you, Mrs. Scher. Tell me, what is the most unforgettable moment of your life?
I lost my husband a few months ago.
Well, that is truly an unforgettable moment. But I believe that the living, they are the living. And with time, surely you'll be able to forget. Not that I want you to forget it. And I hope you won't forget. I just hope you don't remember. And anyway, the rest of your life with your family, may it be good, may it be happy for the rest of your life.
Thank you.
Now tell me something else. How many hours a day do you listen to the radio?
From 12 to 10, manchmal from 9 to 6. Nicht alle gleich.
Every single day, Victor Packer had to figure out a way to fill hours of programming in 15-minute increments. It was his task to create the illusion of an entire radio division. At other stations, that would have been the case, but not at WLTH. So he'd look to his past for inspiration. For example, there was a time before his radio days when Packer had been an itinerant poet. So every day he'd go on the air and read his verse.
Cody!
Coney Island. It was not the kind of soporific verse you'd hear on other stations. No, Packer performed epic Dadaist sound poetry, long ballads that reflected the experiences of his immigrant audience. This is a brief, brief excerpt of his 45-minute epic, Coney Island.
And they crunch, and they slurp, and they gorge, and they burp, and they slobber, and they stink, and they bite, and they drink, and they bitch, and they cry, and they eat, and they sigh, and they laugh, and they squall, and take pleasure from it all.
Packer was decades ahead of his time. He had perfect pitch for the day-to-day odysseys faced by his fellow immigrant listeners. Here's part of another Packer poem called Subway.
Pick up your foot. You're standing on my corn. A thin girl stabs her pointy elbow in my ribs. Right here. Oi, the hands. Oi, the feet. Oi, the ribs. Oi, the head.
Sup.
Not all of Packer's creations were quite so successful. Take, for example, his radio play called To Marry or Not. Basically, it's a conversation between two friends, but you can only hear one of them talking, which makes for a lot of silences. Long, long silences. In fact, you've actually been listening to the play in real time underneath my voice. 30 seconds of silence on radio, it might as well be 30 hours.
Oh, mit Schneiderei.
With tailoring?
Packer does occasionally punctuate his dead air with a non sequitur.
Oh, Schusterei.
Ooh, cobbling.
But mostly, it's just silence. It's like you're hearing someone who is off their medication.
A person. Also a person.
Hi.
Don't get married. Do get married.
Oh, to your heart.
Do get married. Don't get married. Don't get married. Do get married. Do it. Don't do it. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Oy!
One last morsel from Victor Packer.
Spies.
Victor Packer as Cecil B. DeMille. His ambitious, sweeping epic. Finally, he has it all. A big cast, a live audience, music, a high-class sponsor.
Joe and Paul, aristocrats of the clothing industry, present Victor Packer.
Spies is an unrelenting World War I melodrama, which actually has very little to do with spying. It's about a Jewish girl named Rachel who's abducted by an evil German baron who claims to be her father. He commits her to a nunnery, where, in episode one, she's about to take her vows.
Who's kicking there?
Why are they looking at me like that?
There.
Who?
The nonnes.
The nuns.
The galochim.
The priests.
Their
stares. They're so cold.
You're just imagining it, child.
The nonnenkleider.
This nun's habit darkens my soul.
Rachel stood listening to the prayers as if in a dream. A terrible fear descended upon this young Jewish girl. Memories began to return which she'd long forgotten. She remembers her mother taking her to the synagogue. She even begins to recall words and songs which had ingrained themselves in her soul. And she begins to tremble.
God!
Her head starts to spin and her knees buckle, and all of a sudden she's in the trance of a mad woman.
And Packer's drama goes on. But after a few shows, something strange begins to happen. First, the commercials start to disappear. Then, his music and sound effects go. One by one, his actors drop off. By the closing installment, episode 24, it's Packer alone playing all of the parts, valiantly trying to choke out his masterwork.
Ist der Scherei versichtig?
I've been worried sick about you. And she went to tell him the whole sad story. And she looked through the keyhole and she saw.
And that's where Spies ends. Victor Packer remained with WLTH until it went off the air in 1942. He then went back to work as a traveling Yiddish actor and poet. He died on the road in 1958, at the age of 61.
Thank you, Mr. Packer. This here broadcast has been an experimental broadcast with WLTH.
This is a radio theater presentation.
Travelers always tell. Some gardens and some towers, I guess you know them well. But now the greatest wonder is in Uncle Sam's fair land, that King Columbia River and that great bank cool it down. She comes up the Canadian Rockies where the crystal waters glide, up the roaring down the canyon to meet that salty tide. From the great Pacific Ocean, the way the sun sets in the west, that big grand coulee country, and that land I love the best. Well, on the mystic glitter of that wild and windward spray, and it fought the pounding waters and many watery gray. Well, she tore men's boats to splinters, but she gave men dreams to dream, that day that coulee dam would cross that wild and western stream. In the year of 33, for the factory and the farmer, and for all of you and me, as I roll along Columbia, you can roll out to the sea. But a river while you're rolling, you can do some work for me. Now from Washington and Oregon, you can hear them factories hum, making chrome and making and manganese, light aluminum. Always a flying fortress that flies for Uncle Sam. Then keep Columbia River and let Big Ben cool it down.
Suddenly it's a very lonely room. All the talking's tumbled down between us. Someone spoke that hasn't spoken. Something broke that hasn't broken. And it's colder here than any place I've been. Each look wears a velvet sheet. You can see that underneath. All the velvet's wearing thin. Smiles to cover up the feelings. Diversions, idle conversations complicate the complications. There's something right that one of us could say. She's stranger than any other stranger, and I don't know just how to change her. I only know there's something in the way.
Jake Holmes with a tune called Silence. Before that, Barry Mann and Too Many Mondays started the set off with Mr. Bob Dylan, The Grand Coulee Dam. Great song written by none other than Woody Guthrie. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Hope that you're enjoying the broadcast. If you'd like to email me, my address is fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. That's fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. Here's a band called Members of the Staff.
Every time I hear a wedding bell ring, it reminds me that you're gone, baby. And just about the time I think I'm over you, girl, ooh, another bell will toll. And memories start flashing all through my head. Oh boy.
every day. Tell me all, baby.
Starting all over again.
No.
Stop the pain.
Shut up. Listen.
I don't want to hear the name of
the pain. The pain.
The pain.
Oh, baby.
I don't want to hear the name of the pain.
Stop the Bells by members of the staff. Before I head on out, I want to let you know about some concerts and performances happening in the region. Coming up at Tupelo Hall in Londonderry on February 8th, Kathleen Edwards and Sarah Cahoon. They'll be performing. And on February 14th, Liz Longley with a CD release concert. For more information, you can check out TupeloHall.com. At the Round Room Coffee House in Mount Vernon, they'll be having their monthly open mic with headliner Greg Gage on February 9th. For more information, visit RoundRoomCoffeeHouse.com. On February 16th, at Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction, Vermont, Cheryl Wheeler will be performing. For more information, visit TupeloHallVermont.com. Then on the 22nd, at the Capital Center for the Arts, Spotlight Cafe, the Parkington Sisters will be performing. And good luck parking around there, because there are parking Nazis. But anyways, and you can visit ccanh.com for more information about that. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, doing radio old school. No Facebook, no tweets, no twits, no blog. A freeform mix culled from the past century of recorded sound. Four centuries.